philosophy. Many scientists and thinkers already claim the goal of modern science is to defeat death. To do this, scientists will need to re-engineer the human body. When people are skeptical about the possibility of an afterlife, they become increasingly concerned with happiness in their current lives. This poses a problem, however, as human biochemistry is not designed for people to be incessantly happy. Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and even governments have already begun responding to this issue with such psychiatric drugs as Ritalin for hyperactive children and antidepressants for ordinary sadness. Implicit in the search for immortality and happiness is the desire to upgrade Homo sapiens to Homo Deus, or gods. For thousands of years, humans relied on external tools to upgrade themselves. In the future, humans will upgrade themselves with biological engineering, cyborg engineering, and the engineering of non-organic beings. Key takeaways. Historians study the past to be liberated from it. Historians do not study the past as not to repeat it, but rather to examine possibilities our ancestors never considered possible. One's present world looks and feels different from that of past generations because history leading up to the present moment shapes the technology, politics, society, thoughts, fears, and dreams of today. The historical narratives we choose to tell are important. Consider how leaders of social revolutions rewrite history to manipulate fears and dreams. Marxists, for example, refer to the history of capitalism to espouse communism. The predictions in this book are presented to encourage discussion about the current state of the world and to consider how humans today can take control of the future for humankind. The future envisioned by Harari is based on a 300-year-long history of humanism in which the worship of humankind became the chief religion. However, there is still opportunity for the future to be reshaped based on new goals and ideas of the 21st century. Part 1. Homo sapiens conquers the world. Key takeaway. Humans are the only animal species to single-handedly change global ecology. The impact of humans will be greater than that of the asteroid that caused the extinction of dinosaurs. That's because, unlike natural phenomena like ice ages and volcanic eruptions, humans are changing the fundamental rules of nature. Humans have already begun to eschew natural selection for intelligent design and organic life for inorganic forms. They have transformed the globe from a patchwork of distinct ecosystems into a single ecosystem. This change began in the Stone Age, when Homo sapiens emigrated out of East Africa and hunted large mammals, causing their near extinction in a relatively short time. The rate of change has only accelerated since. Key takeaway. Humans deny the physical, emotional, and social needs of animals. The emotions felt by animals evolved over millions of years and are similar to those of humans. The vast majority of animals on Earth today are domesticated by humans. While it is tempting to believe animal needs are limited to survival and reproduction, science proves the instincts, drives, and emotions of animals are similar to those of humans. Whereas 21st century humans, like ice cream because their hunter-gatherer ancestors gorged on sweet fruit to maximize their calorie intake, domesticated pigs, which are social and intellectual by nature, can recognize the unique squeals of their offspring and parents. In a famous experiment in which infant monkeys were separated from their mothers and given the choice of a metal dummy with a milk bottle or a soft cloth dummy with no milk, the monkeys always chose the cloth mother, despite its inability to provide food. These examples demonstrate that needs which evolved over millions of years remain essential in the present day, despite changed conditions to the external environment. The mother-child bond is one particularly strong emotional need.